I'm Marco Werman with The World. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is doing some soul-searching. This week, an independent report was published on the John Gomeshi fiasco. He was the celebrity host of Q, a radio program that I should mention is distributed here in the U.S. by PRI, just like The World. Gomeshi was fired last fall after allegations surfaced that he had sexually harassed other CBC employees. Soon after, he was charged with multiple counts of sexual assault. He's now fighting those charges in court. That independent report I mentioned blasts CBC management for enabling Gomeshi's behavior. Our friend and colleague at the CBC, Laura Lynch, filled me in.
The report concluded that, in fact, there had been a pattern of behavior by Gian Gomeshi for a very long time, for years and years, and that at least six managers knew about this behavior and missed opportunities to actually deal with it and to deal with him so that this problem would be erased. So in that sense, management really did take quite a beating from this report.
What's been the reaction to that?
Well, for people who work in this building here in Toronto, a lot of them worked on the program with Gian Gomeshi, and they are still dealing with the fallout of that. It's been very tough for them. In fact, I was just before speaking to you in a meeting with some of them and with the vice president of CBC, and she was trying to answer some of their questions and concerns. And this report tries to lay out recommendations to try to deal with this so it doesn't happen again in terms of trying to give people a way to go if they have concerns. But you can still hear in people's voices there is still a lot of difficult feelings around this. In some cases, it's anger. In some cases, it's dismay.
Do you think this report will actually move the sexual harassment, sexual abuse conversation forward?
Well, I think even before this report, Marco, that conversation was moving forward, and not just at the CBC. I think it happened right across the country, and that is partly due to what happened at the CBC, but perhaps more so by the fact that after Gian Gomeshi was let go from the CBC, was terminated, came the reports of alleged criminal behavior and women coming forward saying that he had sexually abused them outside of the workplace. And now, as you know, he's facing criminal charges. So that began a much broader, much deeper national conversation about this and about abuse in the workplace.
Has the CBC now made any kind of apology to former employees or directly apologized to any of the people who made complaints about John Gomeshi?
Yesterday, the president of the CBC, Hubert Lacroix, was on a conference call with reporters and off the top made an apology to the employees of the CBC and to the Canadian public for all of this and the way it was handled, because public broadcaster were owned by the people of Canada. Mm. So he felt that he had to make that apology. But I think everyone's waiting to see what happens going forward. That's going to be the real test.
Well, on top of the report coming out this week, the successor to John Gomeshi was also announced, a Kenyan-born rapper named Shad. I also heard the show is going to be kind of rebranded from uppercase Q to lowercase Q. Is that kind of a small touch of self-deprecation?
You know what? Your interpretation is as good as mine. I suppose there are branding experts who have been thinking about this. How can we change it, but maybe not change it too much?
Right.
So that was their answer. Apparently, there's a new color scheme as well. But you're right. Shad is launching the new show on Monday. He has a lot of pressure on him, I'm sure, to try to pull this one out of the fire. I don't know him, but I have been uniformly told that he is an intelligent man and also a really good guy to deal with, and I think that's what people need.
The CBC's Laura Lynch speaking with me from Toronto. Thanks for the update, Laura.
You're welcome.